In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Well, the angels have gone back up into heaven. The shepherds have returned to their flocks of sheep in the field. The inn now has plenty of vacancies. And Mary has treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The Magi have come and gone home via a different route. And the Christmas decorations have come down and been packed away for another year. And now it is the streets that are decorated with discarded trees and wreaths. Wrong size, wrong colored gifts have found their way back to the stores of original purchase. The parties are over. And already the fog of daily routine has settled in. And we wonder exactly what has changed. Our vocations as student, teacher, administrator are pretty much the same. We still come down with colds and flu. The IRS, with its yearly greeting, welcomes us to a new year. And the Christmas bills, the credit card bills, become the ghost of Christmas past, extending far into the future. What has changed? Not much. If all we see in the Epiphany of our Lord is the recognition of the Savior by a few pagans from the East. But Paul proclaims that the Epiphany of our Lord is a living reality of salvation in our world and in the church today. The very church that has been given the mission of announcing that salvation and opening the way to it. St. Paul says, "Surely you have already heard of the commission of God's grace that was given me for you, and how the mystery was made known to me by revelation. In former generations, this mystery was not made known to humankind, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. That is, the Gentiles have become fellow heirs, members of the same body, and sharers in the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel." Now that's an epiphany that changes everything for us. For you see, epiphany is the celebration of the end of that ancient divide between Israel and the Gentile nations. Isaiah had proclaimed that it would be Israel's glory that the nations come to her light. And Paul declares that this is all part of God's plan, carried out in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have access to God the Father in boldness and confidence through faith in him. Through Christ's birth, death, life, death, and resurrection for the forgiveness of our sin, we have been made fellow heirs, members of the same body, sharers in that promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Because of Christ, we have been brought into God's family, and we have been welcomed home. That means that Epiphany is for us. Because we have received God's grace and mercy poured out on us through Jesus Christ. That means Epiphany is for us, giving us focus in our vocations, our studies, our lives. The focus of proclaiming the wondrous mystery of God's love for us and for all the world. The love that he has for us in Christ Jesus. And that changes everything. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Last, humble ones are exalted.